Guess who, everybody? Your favorite fat boy is back in town after his month-long trip. I know we haven't given you a show in a bit. I'm giving you a quick intro to this show just for the fact that this show is had a lot of editing, a lot of technical difficulties. So, you know, but regardless of it, we're giving you the best show we can. The show's an hour long, and enjoy it. You know, just have a laugh. Regardless of anything, you know, if this show isn't to your humor, at least laugh on us, you know, because we're here to entertain you and we're here to brighten up your day. And that's it. So enjoy the show and have a laugh. And guys out there, make sure that you get the girl next to you and tell her, just give me a fucking blowjob. And if you're the girl sitting next to that guy, fucking give him a blowjob. Welcome to Anaheim Nice. We're rated 5 stars and 2 tits.
Bloody nose in the middle of the night.
All right, so this is Sir Poppin' Fresh, the Bloody Nose, live at the Batcave with fucking Gooch and Goober, and Goober is currently trying to close up a key ring and put something in a hole. Stay tuned.
I'm trying to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Look at it. It looks so dumb.
Mitchie, what are you bitching about, honestly?
This key, look!
He got it on the key ring.
I don't want it on the key ring. How the fuck am I supposed to get it back to normal?
Welcome to Anaheim Nights.
It is pretty bad.
Right? See? I don't even know if we have pliers. It doesn't even go around the ring. Hello Kitty looks really stupid.
Looks stupid.
I'm just going to cry now.
She looks like she's got like a circle protruding like from the forehead.
Right? Like she has a new mohawk or something.
It does look like a mohawk.
Yeah, it does.
It's supposed to be like that.
Yeah,
well,
that's where
not.
The hole is at. Look, that's where the hole is at.
I know that's where the hole is at, but the ring has been all out of shape, and she looks fat, and it's not cute anymore.
Honestly.
So we
now it looks better? Yeah, then what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're all going to look like that.
It's so depressing.
I think that's we fucked good. Up Mitch. I think Burrito Girl. Sorry.
Burrito Girl.
Burrito Girl's day.
Get that shit right.
So
sorry, fucked up your key ring.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I don't know, man.
Well, thanks to Sir Poppin' Fresh's awesome intro.
See? That's why we didn't pay him for all those pictures. And
no, we
did it. I know, right?
He did it. Yeah.
He's better photographer.
You guys stick to photography and not to intros.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Horrible.
Oh, you never keep them in check. This is why I tell you never to bring them fucking around.
My bad. I know. It's just that I felt bad because our cameraman, he was lonely, and we thought,
you know,
he can get some wet dreams over here.
Yeah, inside.
It's not called wet dreams, they're called internal emission.
Nocturnal emission, there you go.
You liked it. After what, a month of us not being around?
Yeah.
after like a month or so or more, dude, we're finally back giving these people the show. People,
we didn't die.
No, we didn't die.
I know people wanted and were expecting it.
They're like, God damn, why won't these fools just shut the fuck up? They're not funny. Hey, we find ourselves funny, so fuck you very much. You're going to be listening to our shit.
This is pretty much masturbation, because this is like stroking your own ego here.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're the only ones listening to it.
But you're doing a dry beat, because the lotion's not here today.
Chill out, man.
That shit hurts, but why you got to be doing that shit?
I don't know why you got to bring it up all the time.
Hey, well, why do you got to put yourself out there? You could easily just throw it in a drawer, and we don't go through your shit.
Don't criticize me. I'll do things my way. You do things your way, okay?
All right. Whatever works for you. You know, as long as you're happy, it's cool. But yeah, we're back. We didn't quit. We didn't die. We didn't give up. We didn't do any of that. We just needed a breather, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, your window's not
and anyway. Vacation. We took off to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just sat here and rotted while I was waiting. I was like, we're coming back, man. So I can start podcasting again.
You don't even care about the show. Shut up.
I don't even care about me anymore, man.
I came back, man. I wasn't going to, but
come on, hear that, folks? He's not going to come back to entertain you.
We could have done the show Skype.
Yeah, you know, people are getting like commit suicide if you wouldn't have come back. They would have been like, no more Goobert.
But we could have Skyped the show, dude.
No, we couldn't have. No.
Because it's not the same live.
You know why? Because I was just on Facebook, and I put on our Facebook, hey, we're going live. Skype us live. Fifth person to Skype us. It's a free t-shirt. Free.
How many no one's fucking. You guys have like per episode.
Tons and millions of them.
No one's fucking with a Kool-Aid t-shirt and $100 Visa card. $100 Visa card. I mean, if you listen
to this live, that's why there's no song. There's no anything. It sounds so raw and beat up because it's our first live show.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Please be quiet.
Oh, we got shut up by Sarah.
That sucks. Anyways, so back to the show.
Yeah, I put on the fifth person. We're up to Skype number 3, and we're waiting for number 4 and number 5 to come in to get that $300 Visa, and no one's fucking with that.
And if you guys are listening to this now, then you should go on iTunes, and if you rate us and review us, we might extend it to the next 10 people. Like, you know, the whoever gives the best rating, we'll give them, like, the same shit we're offering.
Yeah. Whoever, you know what? If someone rates us, we'll pick somebody out of there and be like, hey, here we go.
Or if not, we could just, everybody that rates us. From everybody, like, the first 10 people that rate us, we'll give you a t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah, we'll just send them a t-shirt.
First 10 people.
I already did. Where's my t-shirt?
Fuck you. Did you?
Yeah.
Today, fool.
It starts today.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay? Today.
Legal stipulations, my ass.
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're excluded. All affiliates of the show and their family members are excluded.
You get a shirt that says cast and crew, and that's it. That's it. That's all you get.
We can personalize it and get one of those, hello, my name is Sir Papa Fresh. I mean, that's it.
Nah, dude, we can get the Pillsbury Doughboy and then just put his face on it. And it could just be that.
That's fun. We should have. That's a good another idea. That's a good one.
The other idea that I had for mine was the Kool-Aid, dude.
Yeah,
the Kool-Aid. It's a Kool-Aid shirt on the back. That says no one fucks with Kool-Aid.
Right. Take it easy. No one's fucking with the Kool-Aid. So yeah, first 10 people give them a shirt. So go ahead and rate us.
Woo. Yeah, man.
At least a good rating. Don't get to be like, oh, this guy sucks. Like, that's my rating.
Nah, dude. We should have all kinds of hate mail so we can make fun of the hate mail that we get.
That's true.
So you can email us and give us all your hate mail, and then if it's like the most ridiculous one that we can find, then we'll put you on the air and make fun of you. Yay.
Yeah, that actually be pretty funny.
So everybody that hates on us, it's all right. You're still listening to the show, so yes. I mean, it's like, what do you think that we care? I was gone for about a month, and it was chill, man. I had fun, dude. Like, the bus ride was ridiculous, though, dude.
Take that
bus, dude.
I took the bus, bro.
Why
you gotta be hating? Because the bus sucks.
Who? Okay, for one, who asked you for your input on our show?
I'm giving it.
It's Gooch and Goober. Not Gooch Goober featuring Poppin' Fresh.
I don't know, man. That seems like a better deal for me.
It's because I'm fat, fool. people, I would have to pay two seats on a fucking, if I would have taken a plane, because I'm white. So I take up two seats. And so it's, why pay two seats when I could just pay one bus ticket and the bus is empty? I could just like stretch out on the back four seats and shit.
You're all laying down and shit.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, while I was there, man, like sitting on that bus looking at ridiculous ass people and shit. Like a burrito girl, so mad. He's fixing her keyring.
Shut up! It's too depressing.
We gave you fucking Hello Kitty a mohawk.
I know. The keyring's broken. I can't put my other keys on. I can't put my cute little Hello Kitty.
Burrito girl, stop crying. Shut up.
What the hell is that thing called? The thingy, you know.
The lanyard.
There you go.
Get my keyring.
Hey, shut up.
Connect that to another key ring, and then you can put the keys on that other one.
That's
Jesus
smart.
Christ. Get over
yeah,
it.
This is the fat one. Kids these days. You know what?
Burrito
what
people it? These days.
Burrito people.
They should stick to what they know.
Make burritos. Hey, no, dude. I got to give her props. People are hitting her up because she's fucking Burrito Girl. They want her to be the third person on this. They don't want Poppin' Fresh. They want Burrito Girl to be our third.
It's okay.
Recurring host.
That's fine. Yeah.
Well,
whatever, I'll just
today.
Take the photos, dude.
Nah, don't take.
Let me see, what is this?
Nah,
is this?
That's my. Well, that's the shit that we're talking about on the show.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. He's gonna mix up our notes and he'll be
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he's fucking up our notes.
So
like,
today there was a tsunami.
And then, like, it's like 30, like 15 minutes of the show, it's like, it's over. Like, we run out of material. What are we gonna say? We can just make fun of Poppin' Fresh for the rest of 45 minutes.
Do it, dude. I welcome it. Do it.
So, Poppin' Fresh is a bitch.
Pretty much. What else is new?
I hung out with him today before the show, and I said, hey,
what
man.
What kind of hanging out?
Well, he gave me this
you
illegal.
You took him out, or?
No, we're just chilling, and I brought him this beer because he made me an illegal copy of something.
Yeah, tell everybody that we're fucking, you know.
Pirating
our shit.
Yeah. If we people can will pirate us. They can get the shit for free.
Yeah, it's already free. What are they gonna
everything
do?
Should be for free.
It's already free.
So anyway,
I think we got
Tim the Tech.
Timmy the Tech guy.
Timmy the Tech just walked into the building. ladies and gentlemen, famous person just walked in. No joke. I know you. This is gonna
the
blow your
mind. The only educated
minds.
Person that's here.
Fuck you.
Because hey. We don't like Poppin' Fresh.
Yeah, but
he's
Timmy
just our lackey.
What's up, Tim?
The guy with the camera, right?
It's all right.
Hey, we can't hear you. Can you come a little closer?
Podcast? Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're live.
That's all he does.
This is your job. Your job, not my job.
The first thing he does is like, oh, you're live?
Oh, I didn't know that. You know that this show has like no fucking structure. I guarantee you we're not going to get to anything that we're fucking doing because we're just completely talking off the top of our heads.
That's good though. We got an extra long true. Episode today. Just to
yeah,
make up
we're going
to
go
long.
About an hour today. And it's
thank you.
It's going to be, I don't think I'm going to put mom. Music on it. Just
if we can survive an hour
with
without food and water.
Oh, then I'm fucked,
and a
dude.
Toilet.
Then I'm fucked, dude. I don't know about a toilet, man. I gotta go, man.
Just find a hole.
For
dude.
1 hour. All natural, man.
Is that what they told you? Is that what you were like? Just find the hole, hurry up.
Whatever, you're on a bus that's pretty much like taking a shit in the wilderness.
No, they have bathrooms on that shit.
Yeah, and it's
they
fucking
do.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but they're
demolished.
On my Sanford trip, two kids.
I took a first class bus.
No,
two kids got Mexico.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Isn't it gross? Did you see how big that bathroom was? It was like the size of like half of you.
The fuck you trying to say about me?
It was a quarter of you.
I gotta piss out the door, like shoot yeah. into the toilet.
Your body is mostly out the door, and it's pretty much your wiener and your hands
just
inside
like my
the
stomach
door.
Inside the door. Can somebody push me, please?
When I'm done, can you go in there and flush?
Just go through my legs.
On that trip, somebody needed to go to the bathroom and they farted back there and it was horrible.
Oh my god!
Your pitch is very high.
I'm sorry, I have a very squeaky voice. But yeah, some guy
you
farted.
Just hit a high note
and shit. I know the guy that farted. His name was Ivan.
But I'm on blast.
Ivan, why you gotta pass gas like that, fool?
It was so gross. The whole bus smelled for like an hour.
Nasty motherfucker.
Was that your entire trip to Mexico?
What?
Did it smell like that?
No, it was chill. It smelled like fabuloso. Oh.
The Mexican Febreze.
Come on, man. We're Mexican. We don't use pine saw.
It's not that bad, dude. It's awesome because you can go take a pee anytime you want. You know?
Yeah.
The only thing that would
like on an airplane. Because you know they have bathrooms.
Yeah, but I doubt it. 3 hours.
Only 3 hours.
You can hold it.
Come on, yeah.
Not
a fucking day worth of trip.
But you know why I can't complain about the bus trip, man? Because like it gave me
blame him.
It gave me like stories to talk about. You know what I mean?
Like what? Who got murdered?
Nobody got murdered, but like this lady was like sitting on the seat like right next to mine, and she was like having a full out conversation and with me, and I'm just like, that's cool, man. But she had her kid, and then all of a sudden, she just whips out her fucking titty. And she's like, sticks her kid out to it, and her kid's like 3 years old, dude. And she's like, yeah, you know, I always travel on bus, and the bus is cool, you know, like it gives me to relax. You know, the only thing that gives me a fuss is this kid, but this and this and that. And all of a sudden, she just whips out her titty and like sticks the kid on her. And I'm just like, what can I say to you now?
Yeah, dude? Like, where do you go from here?
You just gave me full frontal nudity and shit. But yeah, dude.
Wow. I actually did see that in Mexico once, in where my family's from, in Rosarito Beach. There, it was a Sunday. You know how they have a mercado out? You know, the little market, and everybody sells like different things. You know, fresh fruit and fresh this and everything, right?
Where we're from, it's like actually a building, and it's like every day.
Oh, this is like on the street, and all the people put up, you know, like puestos and everything. So, anyways, this freaking lady, like, I go up, and she's like selling all these things. And I'm just like, oh, okay, no problem. My aunt's over here picking out some, like, avocados or whatever. And I see this old freaking lady. She's a freaking big, heavy lady. And I see this little kid in front of her. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And this kid is just sucking on her tit. And this little saggy thing. And the kid looked like Sarah's age, like 6 years old. I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? The kid's just going at it.
It's like when, you know, when you have a kid, you know, like, you know, I'm not trying to down talk our own fucking, like, our own race and shit, our Latin people, but when
might
you're,
as well do it.
Yeah, but when your kid's feet drags from the stroller, tell the motherfucker to walk. Like, he's fucking 6 years old. He can fucking walk his ass down the street.
Make
you
need walk.
To push him in a stroller, and then you buy those swap meet strollers that break, like, every time you turn the corner. It's like, come on, man. You're bringing a, you know, we're trying to advance, and you're setting us back 20 fucking years and shit.
I mean, I went to visit some family, and on the way there, I was talking to this guy, some artist guy. He was interesting. It was cool. On the way back, I started talking to his older guy, and I'm like, oh, so why are you going to L.A., you know, because it was LAX? The guy was like, uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, I'm going back home. He's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, it's nice talking to you, too. Put people on the airplane sometimes.
What's the whole point of that story, dude?
Yeah, because we were talking about... Because
the fool didn't whip out his titty and feed his kid. Is
that what you're saying? He was mad because he didn't whip out his dick for you.
Yeah. He's like, this guy was an asshole because... I'm just saying the guy on the airplane was an asshole because he didn't talk to me. Not to anybody.
Sorry. I don't know, man. I don't know what that has to do with, like, weddings and drinking for a week straight, but if...
Oh, you have for a wedding?
I told you, man. My grandpa had cancer and shit. And he got, like, the all that stuff removed.
Chemo?
Yeah, so we went to visit him because my dad wanted to see him before you never know what can go down. And
of course,
I mean, so we went there and we did that. And then that Friday, the day that I got there, dude, I got there and like I was like, cool, you know. I walked into my
are you tapping me, dude?
Cause shut the fuck up. I get there thinking like, oh, it's gonna be chill. You know, I'm gonna sit down and kick it. Nah, dude, when I get there, I open the door and there's just like dildos and panties and fucking and dicks hanging on the wall. And I'm just like, what the fuck, man? And I'm like, wait a minute, dude, what the fuck? Did my grandma move? Why are there fucking dildos everywhere and shit? And they're having a bachelorette party and I'm just like, and they're like,
oh, so you are, that's why.
And I walked in and they're like,
you gotta be scared.
They're
man.
Like, mucha ropa. And I was like, hell yeah, fool, I'll fucking strip. I'll break the fucking table too. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, and my aunt's like, oh, it's because it's your cousin's bachelorette party.
Why are you gonna strip at it? Because
that's. Dude, it's a joke.
That's fucking weird.
And it's funny. It's supposed to be a joke. Dude, you're a fucking idiot, dude.
God, oh, it's fine.
You're fucking. That's why you're only a half-breed. And like, I don't know, man. Like, I get there, my aunt's like, oh yeah, we're throwing your cousin a bachelorette party and blah blah blah. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that means that I have to leave now. And they're like, no, just go sit in the other room. And I was like, so it's like if I got there and I got put in fucking timeout. because I couldn't go into the fucking main room because they're doing all that shit. And everybody's there is like my family and shit. So it's not like I'm going to go see them go party with fucking like dildos and shit. I'm like, I just go sit in the back room, Grandma. I don't want to fucking be here anymore. Like,
you know you wanted to.
Shut up. Nah, man. It's funny, dude.
Why'd you have to pause then?
Shut up. You're not supposed to be telling people this.
Whatever. That's more viewers right there.
Yeah.
Nah, you got single ladies and gay men.
No,
that's part of your, you know, audience.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Gay men.
No, because Alex doesn't care.
We got the fourth Skyper.
Who's Skyping us?
It's a buddy of mine from school.
Wesley got one
the same
person.
Last name.
Yeah, Edgar. But we got nobody else Skyping us. Waiting for him.
It's Skyper. Damn.
Let's see who else hits us up. But at least he gets a t-shirt, so.
Yeah, he's getting a t-shirt. So, fifth one.
And then, yeah, on Friday, they just had my cousin's wedding, and I helped them bartend. I was their bartender, and I helped them make drinks and shit like that, and fucking chilled and videotaped all that shit. It's on my YouTube.
You made drinks?
Yeah, dude, I know how to fucking make drinks. I'm not you, fool, that just drinks
this
fucking
drinks. No, this is Goober. It's like, what can I get you? Oh, you know what? Can I get a Just Motherfucker? Okay, they got it coming up right here. Boom, here you go.
Nah, I'm not you.
Can I get vodka and Red Bull? All right, Miller Lite, here you go. Bud Light.
Nah, dude.
That's you, man. Dude, that's all you do. It's just uncapped fucking beers.
Nah, dude.
Don't say that you bartended if you just uncapped beers.
Nah, I didn't uncap beers.
That's a slap in the face for bartenders.
This one wasn't even
come clean.
This one wasn't even fucking there, and he's talking shit like people here next to me watching me do it and shit.
I was just sitting at a table, not paying attention to the wedding, and just watching him bartend like this.
Just watching him bartend the whole time, like
he was in the bus behind
in
you.
In a creepy manner. In a creepy manner. Just
he was the one whipping out his titty for the first time.
I knew you were in a fat suit, little.
That kid was watching you. You know who it is, man.
I thought that lady was a bit too white.
Smoked perfect English.
Nah, dude, I did bartend. We made
full
drinks
facial
and
hair right there.
I just thought she had a testosterone problem.
She
thought her estrogen was fucking up. I don't know. We made a couple different drinks. It wasn't like we had a fucking, it wasn't like it was an open bar and they, you know, they could choose whatever they want. We just had quite a selective few things, and that's what they get to choose from.
Beers.
Nah. Yeah, it's Bobby Fresh.
Not beers, bitch.
With the help right there. Nice.
Not beers, man.
The selection beers.
Actually, for coming up, I have a party coming up in like a little bit. And I'm gonna make what I made over there. So.
Woohoo! Oh man, I can't wait to have some more of your poncho, dude.
This is bomb, dog. We made something. We didn't make that. We made our version of sangria, which is like orange juice and lime juice and like tequila and brandy and
I think
vodka.
That's jungle juice, dude.
No,
I like burped in my mouth and it was just like foam from the beer. Like it was very chocolatey and coffee-ish.
Oh, that poncho, yeah. It was because it's like...
I'm talking about this.
The beer, fool.
You're fucking whack.
Hey, I'm going to plug this because it's a good beer. Local brewery in Fullerton, California called Bootleggers. They make a beer called Black Phoenix. Fucking bomb. It's a chipotle coffee stout. The fucking delicious. And I've been to the actual brewery here in downtown Fullerton. Yeah, local.
What makes you think I give a fuck? They're not going to endorse you, Goose. They're not going to give you $10 beers.
Or give them a free six-pack and be like, hey, plug us for the rest of the year.
Yeah, do we want six-pack?
They're like, pay us for what you said our shit.
Yeah, you pay me.
You heard our sales.
Now you got to buy like 100 six-packs.
At least.
You're not very smart, are you?
An interesting story.
You can't even let me speak, fucker. You interrupt me like every time I start telling you something.
Hey, I asked you a question.
Because he was bored for
it. I asked you a question, and you're like, yeah, that's it.
Because
you're just
talking shit, dude. So how am I going to tell you what happened?
Hey, how was your trip?
Why? So you can just talk shit on
it? I want to hear about it.
No, I just fucking went, kicked it. When I got there, it was a bachelorette party, and then Friday it was my cousin's wedding, and then I just kicked it with all my...
the table.
And no, I just hung out with my people, went fucking to different places.
I made an idiot of myself yesterday.
When don't you? Every day, dude.
Well, we were at the Getty Center, and like in front of the Getty Center, in the middle, there's like these very large steps that obviously you don't go up because on the sides, there's like small steps, normal steps, right? And so I was going up the very large steps, and I had to jump up to the next one and
he
jump up.
He was wondering, what giants use these steps?
Screw you. So I was just jumping up, and I was, like, trying to do, like, very Mario status, where you, like, kind of freeze in air. And so I fucking was like, hey, check this out. And I was kept going, didn't pay attention. Boom, fucking fall on my fucking face. And I have this huge bruise on my thigh.
Fucking hilarious. Man, you got that from another man.
Oh,
that's just a cover story.
He just gripped you too tight.
Jerk. Are you going to have some Phoenix or what?
I'm finishing my fucking beer for something. You bitched about it.
Piss in a can, fool.
You told me to fucking drink this so I could have that at the end.
Finish it now.
Fuck you.
And then start sipping on another one.
You're talking too much.
Oh, yeah, you really are pounding too much.
You fucking asked me, you jerk off.
All right, let's talk about something important.
Okay.
I'm going to go kill myself.
I actually was...
We love you.
I was on Wikipedia.
Fuck this show. I quit.
I was looking up inventors who killed themselves but with their own invention. And I thought that was just hilarious. Like, there's just so many people that have killed themselves with their own invention.
Like who?
Well, actually, one of my favorite ones was this guy named Lai Sai. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's from 208 BC.
I think it's an Asian name, so probably a Li in there. You know, just think. Continue.
Okay, it's spelled L-I space S-I space.
Okay, so probably
no space
Asian
at the end. That's just
pronounce
the end.
Like an Asian name.
I don't know how to pronounce it. You want to pronounce it?
No. We already don't have a fucking Asian demographic. don't completely
you're
fuck
trying
us
to,
up.
You're trying to
really,
push for one.
I'm just saying I really don't know how to pronounce it, but anyways. All right, so in like 208 BC, this fool came up with the five pains, which is what capital punishment, where they chop off your nose. Then they chop off your hand, then your hand, then they castrate you, and then they kill you, chop off your head. So that's this guy invented it. He served some emperor guy, and then eventually he was killed the same way.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty fucking hilarious.
Crazy. That's dope.
Have you seen the
show? That's not what they're doing in Mexico.
I have seen A Thousand Ways to Die. There's a lot of funny shit.
There was one, an inventor created a brass bowl, and you fucking throw people in there, and you light it, and then pretty much it just reaches, I think it was like 900 degrees Fahrenheit, and it causes the body to boil and shoot steam out of the nose. It's fucking ridiculous. And they threw his ass in there because he created it.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Damn, that is
bit of history.
That is way
crazy. I heard that a sign twirler, you know those people that stand on the corners and they just, like, twirl the signs and shit, dance to the music to their iPod. Okay, I heard one, like, he cut his jugular with the sign, and that's how he died.
That sucks.
Right? I was like, I'm never going to be a sign twirler ever.
First of all, you're sign twirling. Nah,
you're already at the bottom.
Yeah. No one pays attention to you anyways, so no one knows you're dying. You could be out there, woo!
He's fucking dancing like the homie on top of the fucking gasoline sign and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed as the fucking Statue of Liberty.
God damn, that guy was crazy. So this guy's like probably holding his throat and he's like, oh, I need help. And everybody's like, yeah, I'll go get my taxes done.
I'm gonna go get a free cell phone.
Pizza's for $5.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, I used to work in that.
And then he just falls to the ground and people are like,
fucking up my first job.
He's sleeping on a job. What a douche.
What a lazy ass.
It was maybe he just got too happy. maybe he thought he was flipping pizza. He's like, I wish they would butt me up in there. Look, I can flip this shit pretty good.
I got this.
It ain't that hard to flip a pizza. Shit.
They start putting their own workers outside. They don't even hire. You know, hire outside people to do the sign twirling. They start putting their own workers outside to be like $5
pizza.
And
fucking giant inflatable suits and shit.
Yeah, that sucks. Like, dude, can I go back inside and just do register?
Just fucking quit. Like, yeah, I don't need to jump this bad.
Fuck that noise, man. Should they make you do that? Because those sign twirlers get like, I don't know, 10 something, $15 an hour.
Yeah, my little niece used to do it.
So, it's a lot for some bullshit job. You don't do anything. It's just,
you can dehydrate and die. And
you
got to
live through the,
neck,
the embarrassment.
There's a lot involved.
Like, people are going to laugh and point at him, give him $15 an hour.
Well, like the ones with minimum wage, you know, selling $5 pizzas. Fuck that. Fuck that.
I'd be like, fuck this. I quit this job. I'm going to go work at Best Buy. Hey, fuck you. Best Buy, they pay you $10 an hour. Starting.
Nine now. They dropped their basic.
Oh, when I worked there, I got paid 10.
How'd you pass the test? Like the personality one, I couldn't pass it.
Because you have no character.
Hello. We just proved it right now. I mean, me and him are doing a show. We asked.
This
Sir
is
Poppin'
the
Fresh.
New show on. Yeah, wait. This is a podcast. Oh, wait.
We asked him to
Gooch
do a,
and Goober.
We asked him
night.
To do a freaking intro, yeah. And you sucked balls, man. I'm sorry. That was horrible. It was so scripted. It wasn't meant to be scripted because we asked people to do it with, like, their. You know, add a little here or there.
Because he has no enthusiasm, man.
That's why we had to write it for him. And why did they fucking pump? The day that we needed you, the day that you.
That's why us. You didn't pass.
You gave Alex's cookie up for that?
Pretty much.
Hey, damn, boy. That must be difficult. I gotta give you just props for that shit.
Hey,
that
shit one time that it's gonna
hey,
happen.
Thanks for the compliment.
All right, but everybody's here so we can do this question. Now more people can give us ideas or things to say. Our wonderful, wonderful producer got this reeled into him. Or emailed into him, or whatever the fuck. But it says, what happens when you go take a dump, and then when you're done, you just run out of toilet paper, or there is none.
What?
What are you gonna use?
The paper ass gasket. If you're in like a public restroom and they got that shit on the side.
Yeah, the piece of cardboard paper.
Yeah. The fucking you use that. You fucking improvise.
Yeah, but
that's
what
I've been telling. I've been telling
what
him
that.
You
gonna use
that.
Your hand? Or?
That's what I'm saying. That's a paper ass gasket.
Sorry. Toilet seat covers.
What a toilet seat covers.
Thank you.
No,
English.
So yeah, sorry.
But wouldn't that feel like if you're using newspaper and shit?
Probably.
It doesn't even wipe. It just smears and shit.
It works. Don't worry.
It just starts to smear.
Hey,
all
we got. We got.
Fucking burrito, girl. The contribution that you bring to us. That's
she
why.
She tried it.
Hey,
Catello, dude, that's ghetto. Dude. Thank God I'm out of there. I'm out of there.
I was camping.
And
we were hiking.
And then he cooked right afterwards.
Screw you. We're hiking and we hiked
He's
up
like,
a couple miles.
He's like, you guys want some
carne
asada? We're like, seasoning, shut up.
We're hiking for a couple miles.
This is a big gamey.
And so I had to go, so I asked my uncle, and he's like, yeah, I have a little bit. So he gave me some, and I ran out, and I was just like, oh, dude, what the hell
your
do you
uncle
do?
In the woods?
I know, right?
No, we went camping. It was a big family
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you went
he
camping.
He doesn't remember at night, all right?
I bet.
Fuck you.
Oh, he remembers.
He's the one who remembers.
He's like, this never happened. It's like
and
that
so
time
you,
the boys
what you end up doing is just, you just end up grabbing some leaves and shit, and then you jump into the lake.
And you got poison ivy, right?
And you had granitas all over your cheeks, huh?
I just jumped
or you're already pimply.
Oh.
I'm asking Poppin' Fresh.
You gotta
be going lower.
Yeah,
we
can go
lower.
Hey, he fucking talked shit on me for the first 30 minutes of the show. It's his turn to fucking. And he doesn't even.
Look, he's all pissed off now. He's just like making the same
he's
thing.
He's like, Goober's a dick. I hate this show.
I'm quitting after this. I hate all you guys.
So what would you do, jerk?
Just take off my sock.
Oh.
That's why you wear two socks.
What? Who wears two socks? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, so you wear two socks everywhere you go?
For the rest of your life. Everywhere.
What? Just in case
and
you're
he walks
out
outside.
Baby. You gotta fish it off and then just go to town.
Hell yeah.
God, it's disgusting.
Better than fucking using your hand. Better than seasoning carne asada, fuck. Come on, man. No,
the
I mean.
Sock.
You could. I'm saying you could use your sock.
He's the fucking Mexican MacGyver, dude.
And you've done this before.
It's like, give me some duct tape and a rubber band, and somebody's getting fucked.
I use the leaves, and then I jump into the water. I don't know what else.
That's the story you're sticking to.
I really don't. I don't know. I mean, I would use my sock, but then I wouldn't want to like hike back 2 miles and like not have be sockless.
Be sockless.
You're not feel comfortable.
He's sensitive.
I don't like. No, I have this thing with socks, and I always have socks. Like I don't. Like, I don't wear sandals, man, because I have to have socks on. So I just put them.
So you can just be ghetto and put them wear sandals with your socks.
Oh, that's so rude.
Check this out. This is just another question got on Yahoo Answers. That's sent on Yahoo Answers. Resting your leg on somebody. That's the headline. If somebody is sitting next to you and their leg is leaning against yours, what would it mean? How would you take it? To me, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, dude, I know. It doesn't mean anything, but my girlfriend almost dumped me because her best friend's leg was touching mine on the bus.
The best friend.
And I didn't say anything or move my leg. So she said that her friend probably fancies me, and because I didn't move my leg away, that I probably fancy her too. I persuaded her that I didn't see it that way, but apparently she's still pissed. How would you take somebody touching their leg against yours or your girlfriend or boyfriend's leg? All right. I open it up to the crowd. Now you can speak, Pop.
Nope.
All right, well, fuck your life.
yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah. I would not care, I guess.
Like, why does it matter, dude? Like, I mean, so you're sitting on a bus, yeah. Dude. You're sitting, okay,
that's
you're
bound
sitting,
to happen.
You're sitting on a school bus. If they sit you on a bus, you're going to be like leaning up against the person that's sitting next to you. Like,
yeah,
that's average. Your girlfriend's just a cunt.
Yeah, she'd be a bitch about it.
Yeah, she's just mad. Or maybe she's just trying to find an excuse to break up with you, bro.
There you go.
You know,
maybe she's insecure.
Obviously,
I understand if like this is like a huge event going on. There's a lot of people, and they specifically choose to sit next to you, and they're like. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm sitting next to you, and they're like rubbing your leg and giving you an eye. And maybe it's a little more specific. You're in a fucking bus. Get the fuck over it.
It's not like she came and sat on your lap, dude. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, she's, dude, it's like, and you asking the question, I mean, it's understandable. Maybe you're a kid and you want to know, but there's common sense. And you got to realize that if your girlfriend's doing that, then either she's just too jealous, you know, she's too jealous, or you're. Or her best friend is pretty hot, and she's, you know...
Set up on her?
Yeah.
Insecure fool.
Burrito girl.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Okay, well, like...
say anything except for what you
damn! Okay.
It's not scripted.
I know it's not, but I'm just saying, like, as Burrito my girl. Perspective...
Hey, sorry about that, folks. We had to move the show around. Technical difficulties with the equipment and all that good stuff. Team of the Tech, though, thank you for taking care of it very quickly. It only took about 45 days. No, I'm joking. It only took about, like, 5 minutes or so. But anyways, we're back on the air. Thanks to Team of the Tech. He took care of us.
Well, dude, I just got hit up on Skype.
What?
So we got four people. There's only one person left that can actually call in and get a T-shirt.
And a $100 Visa gift card.
Exactly. And we're going for broke, man. Fuck. We're already broke as is. We're not getting paid for this shit.
Yeah.
So, come on, man.
This is coming out of pocket. You know how much Timmy the Tech cost?
You know how many times I had a whore popping fresh?
Yeah.
I had a whore popping fresh, like, all fucking week just to get this money. And then it's because I had to sell him cheap because, you know, he's not in shape. So, it's cool.
And now we got to get fucking Timmy the Tech a prostitute. Otherwise, he's going to fucking charge us. He loves his prostitutes. Trust me. There's no going around it. There's no going around it. I'm sorry about that. He loves prostitutes.
We took it to Vegas that one time, and maybe that's why we went broke.
Anyways, we got to raise some money. So, anyways, fifth caller, motherfuckers. Fifth caller. Give us a call.
Fuck, man.
Skype us.
Yeah, you got to Skype us, and you'll fucking get a T-shirt. All right, well, this is my new segment. U.S. fraternity official is appalled by photos of a couple having sex on the rooftop of this building. Oh, God, I love our generation. A top official at the Board of Fraternities at USC expressed outrage over photos posted online that apparently show two people having sex on the roof of the school's Wade Phillips Hall. The photos of the man and woman went viral. That's dope. After they were posted Saturday night, according to the report of the Daily Trojan, that name just sounds tight in itself.
Which
broke the story on Monday night. The paper quoted the USC Interfraternity Council President Pat Lauer as saying the group was appalled by the actions associated with the individuals in these pictures, and will work tirelessly to reverse the negative stereotypes such an action has been perpetrated.
Perpetuated. Okay, that's funny that they published it. That's hilarious. Okay.
Yeah,
and what negative stereotype? The people have sex on top of buildings because that's so negative.
Because it's a school and they gotta. Dude, but it's a fucking school. If they have fraternities and sororities, they should already know that.
Come on. That's already a negative stereotype. That's already people are, like, fucking around and...
People are already having unprotected sex, drugs,
and harassing and hazing and
craziness and little Timmy being born and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you weren't supposed to tell his story on fucking air, dude. He fucking confided in us, dude. You're fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. You're a horrible friend. And this fucking brew that you've been bitching about all fucking night is warm and it tastes like fucking disgusting.
It tastes good, dude. If you're not going to drink it, I'll drink it.
Oh, fucking drink it. I don't want this.
All right, thank God. I need something.
Nah, it's warm. Why the fuck would I want it all piss warm and shit?
It's still good warm, though. It's still very good warm.
It's not the beer. It's not because the beer tastes gross.
Bootleggers, Black Phoenix, baby.
They're not sponsoring us, fool. And they're not going to because they don't like you.
You know, it's for a fact that they don't
like
me.
They fucking called me up. They were the fifth caller on Skype and they said, fuck Gooch.
You just said it. We're the Weird Waivers. Asshole. Did you give them a t-shirt, at least?
No, fuck no. They were talking shit on my co-host. Why would I give them a t-shirt?
I guess they're the fifth caller, though.
I defended you, motherfucker. It wasn't my fault that they called you a bitch.
Thank you.
They said that the fat man was sexy as fuck, but the white fool, he fucked everything up.
I sucked. We just want the fat man and burrito girl. That's it.
Rename the show, Fat Man and Burrito Girl Show. All right, dude. Yeah, super excited. He's like, I get to move into the big chair. And Gooch gets to sit on the casting couch.
I get to move to the side. That's just horrible.
That's what you get. See? You shouldn't talk shit. Oh, dude. No. I was fucking on Yahoo looking up shit for the show.
Just
researching. Yeah. And I got this shit on there. It was just like odd news. They have a segment called Odd News. And on there they have these like laws in different countries that are just, like, I don't know, ridiculous, I guess you could say. I'll just read them to you and, like, let's see what you think. In Kansas, it's illegal to screech your tires or peel out. That's a state law. There is also local ordinances to back it up. The penalty for that is $500, or you can spend 30 days in jail just for peeling out.
What?
Check this one out.
Batman is badass here.
It's just, like, fast, too fast and too furious. I don't know about that.
Ah, you guys are assholes.
No. Take it, as fucking Muhammad the guy would say.
Yep. In Eureka, California, it is unlawful and an infraction to sleep in a public place, as in sleeping in your car, sleeping on a park bench, sleeping on the street. So
the
technically,
do that all the time.
Technically, so you can't be a bum in Eureka, California.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, dude, and you get fined $1,000 if you get caught, or you spend 6 months in jail, dude.
What?
So they rather you drive drunk than sleep in your car and park like in some alley and shit.
Eureka is where they make Lost Coast, which I like them, but now I don't like them. All right, now they're dicks because now if I was over there fucking going to the brewery and getting drunk, now I can't pass out on the freaking bench while on my way home.
Why do they have like bomb ass beer and then we can't pass out? It's like, nah, check this one out. This one's funnier. This one goes for your fucking little dog over there that won't shut the fuck up when we're trying to do a show. In Fort Thomas, Kentucky, it is illegal for your pet to molest your vehicle. So no dry humping, little bastard. You can't dry hump Alex's car. Yeah, that's fucked up. You can't do that shit. People do that for fun and recreation. You can't do it on the car. You get paid if your dog does that shit. If your dog, like, dry humps your tire.
Yeah.
You $500, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn, that's a lot.
No, it gets more ridiculous.
Just for that.
Yeah, though, this one's a little bit more special, man. Check this one out. I'm all in fucking Berwick, Maine. It can also be expensive to fucking buy donuts because you are not allowed to park in front of a Dunkin' Donuts. You can buy, you can eat, you can spend money on Dunkin' Donuts, but you cannot drive to one. You will have to actually walk to a Dunkin' Donuts.
You can't park in front of it.
No, you can't, dude. You can't park in front of a Dunkin'.
That's the fucking most ridiculous shit ever. What if you park around the corner and then walk there?
I'm pretty sure that's cool. They said you can't park in front of this fucking place. And so, I mean, I'm guessing if you go around the corner, you'd be cool. I think it says, like, within 25 feet of the fucking...
Within 25 feet.
It says it right here.
And you, damn. Yeah. I wonder if that Dunkin' Donuts and you can't fucking park here, or the state is like, don't park in front of Dunkin' Donuts.
They're like, we have too many fucking fat cops.
Too many fat cops. That you can't park there. So the cops, if they're going to get donuts, they have to exercise to get there. That's what it's for.
That's why they make no money. Dunkin' Donuts is like there's only like one shop because nobody fucking goes.
Yeah.
Because everybody has to walk to it.
You get a, you get 30, I wouldn't be lazy and eat donuts.
If you fucking, if you do that, you get 30 days in jail.
Damn, I got another law at Cal State Fullerton. Okay, is the only university that has outlawed skateboarding on campus. You can bike, scooter, you can do everything, whatever you want, but you can't use your skateboard. No joke, you get a $150 fine, and not from the university. You get it from the city of Fullerton, like an actual, like if you're jaywalking bullshit. So you have to go through the whole court lodge, you have to go through the whole fines, the whole fees at the court and everything. Fuck Cal State Fullerton and that law. Bam, bitch. Throw out.
In Rockville, Maryland, it is illegal to swear within an earshot of other people.
An earshot? What's an earshot?
I mean,
they can hear you.
If somebody else can hear you cuss, you're fucking spending $100 on a fine.
Fuck you, babe.
Or you get 90 days in jail. How does that make sense? So you pay $100 for saying fuck cunts, and then like...
Or 90 days, which costs the state like fucking like $100,000.
Just to keep you in there, like, oh, dude, I don't understand. That's why I think that's why California is so much fucking better, because people don't give a fuck. We're the state where we're fucking, like, they encourage us to do drugs and drink and shit. Except in Eureka. Eureka blows.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, and I mean, there's other ones that weren't as interesting and shit. Oh, well, this one kind of goes with the one you were saying. In Canton, Ohio, you cannot roller skating may seem harmless, but if you do it in the street, it's illegal. So what's the point of fucking selling roller skates if you can't fucking skate?
You do it in your backyard, and if you have grass,
in the grass,
you're fucked,
dude. Like, what's the point, dude, of it? What would be the point to even buying them? It's just, I mean,
just don't buy roller skates there. There's no market there, so don't buy them.
Damn.
No one can use them.
No one can use them. I don't know, man. That shit's fucking funny. But yeah, there's just some of it. There was more, but I mean,
I've heard of some crazy ridiculous laws out there too. But I mean, some of them are this like old school type of stuff, you know. But I have quote of the day. Love this one. I actually really like this one because I try to be an edumacated fool.
Okay.
So it says, here it goes. We need to make books cool again. If you go home with someone and they don't have books, don't fuck them. By John Waters.
I like his judgment.
Yeah.
I like his judgment. I mean,
because first of all, books are cool, man. You go to school, you study. You know, don't be an idiot. Don't be ignorant. Right? Right.
I mean, guys. I think except for girls, guys. I mean, unless they're fucking the guys are half retarded or they're only looking for your pussy. I mean, as a guy, if a girl can't hold an intellectual conversation, then.
Yeah.
What's the point of it?
There's no point in life. Yeah.
There's no point in having a conversation with you.
And second of all, yeah, he's right. If you don't have books, you gotta be some kind of an idiot. I mean, you don't have one freaking book.
I mean, fucking, you don't read a book. You know, Chicken Soup for the Soul and shit. Like,
yeah, something.
At least something. You fucking have textbooks. And you went to school.
My first ABCs. You don't have something there on the shelf.
Don't magazines don't count for you dumb bitches out there and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Pop and Fresh, we call them bitches because we don't know them by their first name.
Well, okay, we're not going to reveal it yet. Okay, so we're going to wait till the end of the show. Fifth caller, free t-shirt, and $100 Visa gift card. So that may be you. Give us a call.
Yeah.
This is me winking.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot because we're on radio. Okay, we're not on radio because if we were on radio, they would have kicked us fucking off already.
Yes.
Because we cuss way too fucking
much. We're on podcast.
We're on, you know, thank you, iTunes, for letting us talk shit on everything and everyone.
Yes. I wanted to bring up, I'm sorry about this last minute. Tapatio has some new flavored chips coming out.
I have no idea
what's going on. But for us Mexicans that love Tapatio, you know, salsa out there with the little, you know, Tabasco sauce. We love it.
No.
We put it on everything. We put it on ice cream. We put it on our aspirin pills. You know, we put it with our toothpaste and our soups. And our bread for breakfast, you know, with eggs for dinner, you know.
I don't like Tapatio.
I snort it sometimes, you know, just to get a good, you know, if I'm bored.
I don't.
But anyways, everybody loves Tapatio that's Mexican, okay? But anyways, they come out with.
Then what's your excuse?
They came out with some new flavored chips.
Because you're not even close.
Screw you. They came out with some new flavored chips, and they have, like, Doritos flavor, Fritos flavor. But my favorite is the Ruffles, where it's Tapatio and a little bit of lime in it. delicious, man. It's a little weird flavor, but it's good once you get used to it.
I don't like that
Bacio. I thought it was very funny because they're 99.
I like Valentina.
That's good too. That's good too.
It's better.
Fine. They're better. Fine. But I, like label. I said, I like them too. But anyways, it's funny because it says 99 cents, and you know where I find them at? The 99 cent store.
Yeah.
And you know what the stuff that's at 99 cent store is at? It's stuff that doesn't sell
at other stores.
At Ralph's or Food for Less or Albertsons or Bonds.
The stores around them.
Yeah. Whatever doesn't sell gets like promoted over there. Like it's about to expire. Push it to the 99 cent store.
So remember, whenever you want something that you know other places may not have, just go to your 99 cent store that's near a fucking, you know, near a Ralph's, a Vaughn's, a fucking Food for Less.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll find something that they have there for like half the price.
I thought it was just hilarious though, and I found those there, and I was just like, damn, these probably did not do good in the test market. And they're just getting rid of them, dude.
Yeah, I guarantee you, they made their batch, and they're like, let's just get rid of them. Fuck
yeah.
It.
They weren't that bad. I bought a couple of boxes, so I'm going to enjoy it while they last, honestly, dude. While they last, I'm just going to enjoy my Tapatio Ruffles and Doritos and Frito Chips. When they're gone, I'm just never going to see them again. Unless I buy regular Doritos and I add Tapatio on top.
Yeah, like, that's fucking so typical.
We plug them, they give us a couple million bucks because they're like, no one else plugged us. So
nobody else like these fucking chips. Let's give them, like, let's just give them fucking a lifetime. Let's just give them the rest that we made.
The rest that I made, which would, like, normally last in the U.S. like 2 months of supply, but for us it's a lifetime because no one else will buy them.
Like, I'm fucking tired of these chips, dude. That's all we fucking got to eat.
That's it, man. Eat them. Eat them.
Fuck that, dude.
Eat them for the rest of your life. You're the... That's it.
That's all you get.
And water.
Jesus, man. Well, we're at the end of the hour. We apologize for fucking our show not being structured in any way possible. And if none of this made sense, then that's because you're not part of the Justice League.
Right.
But and for the people that do get it, then those people are the ones that have a sense of humor.
Yes. So we're coming at you from the Batcave, motherfuckers.
Like I said in my vlog, man, if you don't, how did I say it? If you don't know where the Batcave is at, then you don't know the Justice League, bitch.
You don't know what's down.
So you can, if you want to get at us and complain about how our show sucked, or you want to bug Gooch because he doesn't like people hitting him up, or remember to fucking hit us up so we can give you your T-shirt for the fucking callers that actually spent their time to hit us up. On Skype, or you know, hit us up however you got to us. If we got to you, we'll hand you your T-shirt. But thank you for listening, and I'm back. We're not fucking gone, and we'll never be gone. And for those who think that we are, tell them, man.
We're here alive.
God, you're fucking horrible at fucking one-liners, man.
You're horrible
at one-liners. But anyway, catch us on Facebook.com/IamGoober, on Facebook.com/GuchaMcD, YouTube.com/GoobersBlogs. And our webcast is youtube.com/AnaheimKnights. You can hit us up there, check the shit that we do behind the scenes, and laugh. I mean, we do this so you guys can fucking laugh. And if you can't laugh at this, at least laugh at us. Shit.
I'd be an idiot.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we're fucking doing this for your entertainment, so.
Hey, not to interrupt, but we got our last Skype caller coming in. All right, finally, we got our fifth Skype caller coming in. And they're joining us live right now. So if it's caller right now, live on air, is going to get a free T-shirt, of course, just like the other ones. But this one's going to get a $100 Visa gift card and maybe a free lap dance by Goober, and he might break the table. But that's it.
I'm going to break their lap.
Let's join them in, yeah? Let's hop them in.
You have to hit the fucking, I put them on hold, so you got to switch them back in. You got to put this button? Yeah, this one.